Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and for those at Laodicea, and for as many as haven't seen my face in the flesh, so that their hearts would be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, so that no one will seduce you with enticing words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, rejoicing and seeing your order and the steadiness of your faith in Christ. As you've therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you've been taught, becoming abundant in it with thanksgiving. Beware so that no man spoils you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the elements of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all princedoms and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, in which you've also risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. Let no man cheat you out of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into the things that he hasn't seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. So, if you're dead with Christ from the elements of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Don't touch, don't taste, don't handle, which all are to be destroyed with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things indeed have the appearance of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh.